Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And I apologize. Looks like we're having a phone call. Call the show, not me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we're coming up on National Blood Donation Week. And the reason why National Blood Donation Week is the first week of September is because the summer, year after year, is a very, very difficult time. It's kind of a drought for blood banks because schools are out, usually non-COVID years. Schools are out. People have been traveling. So the routine blood donations that happen, you know, on campuses or at work don't seem to happen as often. And so summertime is a huge drought, and then around Christmas season is a huge drought. So September, the month of September that we're coming into, is National Preparedness Month. So we put National Blood Donation Week there, first week of September, so we could right out the gate, as soon as schools are back in, start being able to hold drives, you know, and get blood. And what's really nice about National Blood Donation Week is governors, whether they're Republican or Democrat, jump in and declare blood donation days. National Blood Donation Day is going to be September 4th this year. So we're going to have, you know, Oklahoma Blood Donation Day, Wisconsin Blood Donation Day, Colorado Blood Donation Day, New Mexico Blood Donation Day. We're waiting for Nevada's approval. It all started in Nevada. So Governor Sisolak's office is hopefully also going to, for a fifth year in a row, have Nevada Blood Donation Day. So it's just really, really cool that we all kind of combined with this. It's not a right, it's not a left thing. It's an America thing. But one thing that I find very frustrating that just makes the back of the hair on the back of my neck to stand up is when I used to hold blood drives at a nearby university or medical school, or, you know, many times, you know, help host drives, you would have a gay student that would want to go and donate blood, and they couldn't. It wasn't at the fault of the blood bank. It just, there's a ban. And here we are in the 21st century, and we are telling a person based on their sexual identity, no, you can't donate blood. And they want to help save a life. And when anybody asks me why is that in place, I don't have a good answer. I've been trying to ask for this to get changed for years, and this year I'm going to really, really step things up. We actually have a petition to finally end the ban on gay men donating blood. And where this all stems from is back in the 1980s, HIV scared the living daylights out of everybody. And we didn't have the testing protocols or the ability to do the screening that we needed to at the time. So the government said, look, let's just ban men who have sex with men, anybody that does IV drugs, any high-risk group, let's just ban them from donating blood. That's easier. That was back in the 1980s. Well, what happened in the 90s? What about in the 2000s? We've been able to test for HIV. We have Western blot. We're able to confirm. In fact, all blood gets screened. When you donate blood, when I donate blood, they're not going to take my word for it. Like, oh, yes, I've always had protected sex. I've never had a partner that could have had HIV. They're going to make sure, they're going to test me for HIV. They're going to test me for hepatitis. They're going to test me for syphilis. They're going to test me for babesiosis and Chagas disease and Zika. That's what they do, because they don't want my blood to transmit anything. Now, I'm heterosexual. So why do I get to donate blood and somebody who's gay doesn't? Well, because if you're heterosexual, you might not have HIV. Well, heterosexuals can have HIV. I don't. But according to the CDC, even though the majority of diagnoses of HIV is in the men who has sex with men category, 24% of HIV diagnoses are in the heterosexual population. So it doesn't make sense to pick one demographic and say, you know what, sorry, you can't donate blood. It's obsolete. And then let's also take a look at the heterosexual population, okay? So there are many people who are married and who actually, you know, do identify themselves, you know, as maybe more pansexual or bisexual. I've known many people that, you know, love being in the relationship they're in. They have kids, whatever, but they still like to have sex with men. But they look heterosexual because they're married. This is why blood banks check the blood. Because somebody walking in with their wife going, yeah, me and my wife are getting tested. They should still be screened for HIV. We all should. I mean, when I meet somebody in a clinic setting or whatever, I assume you have COVID. I assume you have Zika. I assume you have HIV. I assume you have syphilis. And I treat everybody the same. I'll use gloves. I'll wear a mask. If I draw blood, I'll use universal precautions. I mean, that's just what you do. It doesn't matter who you slept with or who you forgot you slept with or whatever. And then also think about it. When a bunch of people at work, you know, are going to donate blood, going, hey, guys, let's at lunchtime go and donate blood. Let's all go down there. Let's make our appointments. Do you think somebody's going to go, maybe I better not? You know, and, you know, well, why? Why? Because you think you have a disease? You think you have HIV? No. So they're like, oh, yeah, we'll all go. I'm not saying that people lie, but, I can't say how many people that are heterosexual have multiple partners, swing, whatever. There's a lot of risky behavior in the heterosexual population. A lot of risky sexual behavior. So just to say, well, if you're heterosexual, you can donate blood, and if you're gay, you're not, that it just makes no sense. So at this point, the FDA needs to finally stop banning gay men. We screen all the blood anyway. We have to screen all the blood. All right. If you have HIV, you cannot donate blood. If you've done IV drugs, you cannot donate blood. If I've traveled to an area that maybe was had mad cow disease, I can't donate blood. But you see, it has nothing to do with who I had sex with. See, it makes sense. So the FDA started to limit the guidelines back in 2015. The FDA said, look, if it's been a year, if it's been over a year, then a couple years ago they said, oh, this year, 3 months. If you haven't had sex in 3 months with another man, you can donate blood. Let's just get rid of it entirely. It's dumb. Go to my website at drdahlia.com or my Facebook and Twitter and sign the petition to ask the FDA to finally stop this. 1-877-DAHLIA. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this has been an absolute mess week after week after week, and the violence. I think in Los Angeles there was a Trump caravan, and somebody got shot because somebody was shooting from an apartment in Woodland Hills at the Trump caravan. So you can't be a part of a political party. You can't be pro-Biden or pro-Trump without now your life being on the line. I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, Trump wanted to visit Kenosha, and I guess Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers asked him to not. he said the presence will only hinder
are healing. And, you know, Biden has accused Donald Trump of being the reason there's all this violence. Apparently, Biden is heading to Pittsburgh, and he's going to ask a question, does anyone believe there will be less violence in America if Donald Trump is reelected? He said this president long ago forfeited any moral leadership in his country. He can't stop the violence because for years he has fomented it. That's what Biden's going to claim from what we understand. And then the president is going to travel to Kenosha, despite pleas of the governor not come. And he is going to spotlight his law and order theme. Apparently, this was in Kenosha. This stems back to Jacob Blake. There was a domestic violence call from his girlfriend. And cops came to the scene. From what I understand, there was some sort of a scuffle, and Blake got one of the cops into a headlock. Somehow he got loose, but he walked over to his car. Guns were still on him. Then he reached into his car. Allegedly, he reached for a knife, got shot, and it was just one mess after another. And then Kenosha, Wisconsin, started to have riots as well. And so between Portland and Kenosha and, you know, the violence in Chicago and all that, it's a very, very scary time. But, you know, when you additionally see people shoot at each other, right, because there's a Trump caravan. So we don't live in America. We can't have a Biden sign or a Trump sign on our car without, I mean, I don't hear of anybody shooting people with Biden signs, but I mean, is this really the world we want? Do we really want to scare people to the point where they feel their lives are in jeopardy? I mean, you saw what happened during the 2016 election. You know, people were getting beat up in parking lots if they wore a MAGA hat, a Make America Great Again hat. I mean, it's just sad. I mean, what's going on in Portland, shooting in the streets, you know, and people are shooting at each other. And you're seeing people take matters into their own hands. You know, they are bringing guns. I mean, there are people trying to protect the stores and to protect businesses, and they're arming themselves. And it's not their duty. It's supposed to be law enforcement, but law enforcement is being defunded, is being tied down. And, I don't know what the answer is. Is it Rittenhouse? I'm thinking of the teenager who shot two people. I think he killed one. Was it the protest? 17 years old with his rifle. And he starts getting beaten up. Not sure what happened. There's debate that there was a, what do you call those things? The skateboards. There were skateboards, and then one of his assailants also had a gun. He shoots. Now there's this back and forth on, people are trying to, support his defense and raise money for him. This is Kyle Rittenhouse. And, but again, you look and you see there was a curfew. There were people with major guns, major arms, and unraveling, and I understand if police don't want to put their lives on the line. I understand how police departments are like, fine, if you don't want us and you're going to accuse us of hurting people, and when we are in a violent situation, people might get hurt, and then people are going to blame the police, and, you know, these officers' lives are, you know, in jeopardy. You know what? You guys take the next couple weeks, deal with things yourselves. I get why some of the police departments are doing that. If I was a police officer, I would be seriously considering retirement, if I'm not already. And I hate to say that because I love our police officers, and I wish, you know, they would, you know, feel, you know, respected. You know, things happen. It's a shame things happened. I can't explain what happened with George Floyd, with Jacob Blake. I don't know what happened. We don't have all the details. And it is very, very sad to see anybody, you know, shot or die in custody, which is why reform measures do need to, you know, be evaluated and be considered.
But to, you know, shoot a cop in the head, like Shane McAlonis, which happened in Las Vegas. I mean, a cop just standing there and he got shot in the head. Or two officers in my neck of the woods getting shot down while they're having eating pizza. Or people going up to a traffic stop in New York and getting killed. Why would any police officer put their lives on the line? You know, it stems from a love of the country, just like with the military. You know, when somebody wants to serve the military, and you ask them, like, okay, why are you considering the Marines or the Army or the Air Force or whatever, they go, I love my country and I want to protect my country. But when the country is shooting at you for supporting Trump, or when the country is, you know, wanting you to, you know, I don't know, be stripped of, you know, your rights, or it starts to get a lot more difficult to find individuals who want to be there on the front line. You know, I know a young person who's, you know, looking at, you know, joining his police force in his respective city. And, you know, before everything happened, it was, you know, I love my country, I love my city, I love my state. You know, I can't wait to join the force, I can't wait to, you know. And all you see is this anti-cop sentiment, where do you find new recruits? And, you know, I know Seattle was thinking, well, look, okay, we're going to do it ourselves. We don't need police officers. We can do it better. We know our own communities. And a lot of people were kind of excited by that. They were like, well, you know what? There's some logic. It seems to make sense. If you know your community and you know the people and you could talk them down and, you know, let's see what happens. And it was a disaster. People still got shot. And we're only talking a couple blocks. I don't get it. You know, I mean, it shows that, you know, when you don't have everybody on the same page, or you have mental illness, or you have drugs, or you have violence, or you have people that want mayhem, you know, I spoke to somebody this weekend who said that they love that people are speaking out and that people are rebelling, and you know, it makes them feel good to see what's going on. You see, I love the idea of free speech and protests and what Martin Luther King did, but I don't love seeing people die. I don't want to see BLM protesters die. I don't want to see people feeling attacked who aren't BLM. I don't want to see somebody eating at a restaurant, and because they're eating at a restaurant while a protest is going on, they get ambushed and, you know, forced to raise their hand. I don't like what I'm seeing. This isn't the America I thought we... I mean, I'm in America because we're supposed to have freedom of speech. We're supposed to treat everybody equal. We're supposed to, you know, fix problems and do so without, you know, pulling our guns out. And that's not the world we're in right now. And I hear people say, well, look, if the violence increases, you know, Trump won't get elected. Well, really? Is that why we're doing this? Really? I mean, I'm hearing the same thing too with Biden. If people see the violence protest, then that might be more of an argument for, you know what, but Trump's going to bring back the police. So I don't know what the answer is. All I know is it's getting beyond ridiculous when young people are shooting each other or beating each other up. You know, you saw that car, I think it was in Texas, where the car was trying to go through the crowd. I mean, you take a wrong turn during a protest, you know, people don't get out of the way. You know, when you honk saying, oh, you know, they descend on your vehicle. And somebody came up to the vehicle with a gun. That person got shot. All right, we cannot handle things ourselves. We cannot take matters into our own hands. And when people feel like they do, and when people feel threatened, they're going to put their lives first. Remember, we're animals. All right? I mean, you know, we're not going to be like, well, I'm going to wait for the police to come 2 weeks from now. They're going to be like, fine, I have a gun. Oh, my gosh, gun sales have skyrocketed. Ammunition has skyrocketed. You know people are ready for a fight. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting DHS Secretary Ken Cuccinelli says Mayor Ted Wheeler in Portland cares more about fighting with President Trump than ending violence in his city.
We're dealing with a mayor who hates President Trump more than he loves the people in Portland. And he doesn't care about peace if he thinks he can score cheap political points on the president.
The violence continuing in Portland over the weekend when a supporter of President Trump's was shot and killed. The cleanup continues in Louisiana after Hurricane Laura, over 300,000 people still without power.
No, there's no water, no air, no gas, you know, and with the holes in the roof and if it's raining in the house.
Louisiana resident Linda Caesar speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News. Joe Biden is set to deliver remarks on Monday in Pittsburgh. Biden is expected to rebuke President Trump's law and order message by laying out how the president, in his opinion, has made things worse and not better. This after Biden condemns the violence in Portland and challenges President Trump to do the same. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News this is all too little, too late.
Joe Biden sees this as a political liability, which is why he's finally, after 90 days in Portland rioting, and why month after month things have gone on, he's remained largely silent. But the problem that we have is it's his running mate and people associated with his running mate that actually were bailing people out that got arrested for the rioting that happened in the first place.
Sad news in the college basketball world as former Georgetown coach John Thompson died at the age of 78. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the topics of a group of messages and calls and emails I've been getting are from business owners that can't take much longer. Apparently in California, some of the guidelines and lockdowns are going to be about to be lifted. It's going to be county specific. Governor Sisolak has been doing something similar where it doesn't, you know, make sense to have, you know, all restaurants closed if it's only one certain county or one certain, shall we say, neighborhood or zip code. So luckily the governors are slowly starting to, rather than blanket moves, you know, start to be more strategic and scalpel accurate in terms of who gets shut down or not, but the cries of people are getting louder and louder and louder. And, you know, I'm not an economist, but I have to watch the economy because health and economy are very, very close. All right. The Great Recession was deadly for so many. You know, some blame it on Obamacare, some blame it on the recession. Either way, not having a job, not having health insurance, not having benefits, you know, relapsing into alcohol, you know, being suicidal, it all is a mix. And so I'm a little nervous about rapid changes because when rapid changes happen, that's when people hurt themselves, like the stock market crash in 1929. People kill themselves because it was like overnight. Nobody was preparing for it. And then all of a sudden, depression for 10 plus years until the war pulled us out of it. With this, things did happen abruptly. With COVID, it was, all right, you're closing down your store. You're closing down. And then, unfortunately, people thought, okay, well, maybe we'll be able to reopen in May. Maybe we'll be able to reopen in June. Maybe we'll be able to reopen in July. And here we have some businesses still in California boarded up. They are going to be going on month number 6 within the next 14 days. A business cannot operate being closed down. So then people say, yeah, but you know what? There's the PPP loan. People got PPP money. Well, we've talked about the PPP money. All right. For those of us that got the PPP money, thank God, it was a little, and it was luckily enough to keep payroll going for 8 weeks. So how the PPP worked is you submit it to the government when you knew, you know, with the shutdown and everything, you submit it to the government what you pay payroll in a month. And then they would give 2.5 times that, which would then basically take you 10 weeks. But they did the 2.5 because part of that was supposed to go to rent, because not only do you have to pay for payroll, but you have to pay for rent. You have to pay for supplies. You have to pay for air conditioning and your cable bill and computers and all that. So the 2.5 times was supposed to keep people afloat. Nobody was supposed to be buying a house. Nobody was supposed to be buying, you know, or you know, taking, you know, major vacations. They were supposed to be using that money, and then they proved to the government that they used the money. And the bank looks and they go, okay, you paid every cent to payroll and to rent and all that. You did the proper percentages. Originally it was 75% to payroll, then it changed to 60% to payroll, whatever. But with the PPP money, it was money to basically keep you afloat for 8 weeks. But it's a loan and you have to pay every cent of it back with interest if you fire more than 10% before September 30th. So if you keep most of your staff, 90% of your staff till September 30th, and you used it for exactly what you were supposed to, it's free money. So a lot of people thought it was a great deal. They applied. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hire everybody back in April or May or June. All of a sudden, July comes around, and many companies are still on lockdown. August comes around. Some companies are able to open, but they're not able to open indoors. If you look at California, if you don't have patio seating, you're still closed. You're still boarded up. Malls are still closed. There's still no sports arenas, and there's still, you know, universities had to go online. And so all these little food shops that were expecting college kids to come back so they could eat, still closed. So now whatever money was given to you back in April is exhausted by July. And you're a business going, okay, we can't have to pay this loan back plus 1%. Let's keep everybody till September 30th. And I'm hearing from people going, I don't know how to do this. Things have to pick up in August. Things have to pick up in September. And it's not happening. Things aren't picking up. So what do you think is going to happen September 30th? Once all the, and what, I think there were 660 million, how many people, how many businesses? Or is it 660,000? 660,000 companies applied for money. And who knows how much of their payroll. They had to have less than 500 employees. So if you look at the millions upon millions, right, of employees that work for these 600,000 companies, and they only got enough money to get them through July, and you still have all these restrictions, or you have all this, well, you know, people are still social distancing and masks, and you can only have your salon see maybe no more than two people an hour, or whatever the heck is going on. What do you think the average business owner is going to do once they reach that September 30th deadline? October 1st, people are going to get let go. And business owners are even saying that. You heard United is going to let go people. American Airlines is going to let go people. We already know Lord & Taylor is closing down. I believe Victoria's Secret is closing stores. Gap is closing stores. You're hearing from all these companies saying we're not going to be able to keep these stores open. And so this October 1 is a very magical number, and it's a very, very scary number, and it's going to be a very abrupt number. And there's already companies saying, look, guys, October 1, you're being let go. MGM Resorts in my neck of the woods, 18,000 employees are going to lose their job, but they're going to lose their job even before the October 1. When you see a company not wait till October 1, now, I don't know how much money they got from the CARES Act. There's apparently a list where you could see all, and I have it published on my website and on my Facebook and Twitter. But when you have a company that's not even waiting till October 1, meaning, you know what, it's, would rather just take the loss and pay that extra 1% than have to keep everybody on the payroll, you know people are in trouble. Now, everybody keeps telling me, Dr. Dahlia, quit it, quit being a pessimist. Things are going to be fine by next year. Are they? See, I live in Nevada, so I have a much different view from many of you guys. Maybe many of you guys in your states, you're fine. But in Nevada, we have a huge convention industry, and we have a huge tourism industry. And we have Chinese New Year, and we have Magic, and we have CES, and we have big things that come right after Christmas. So whereas, you know, when everybody else sees a big drop, you know, in January because, you know, there's all this shopping going on at Christmas, Vegas isn't really that busy in Christmas, but we need New Year's. We need the New Year's crowds, and then we need January, right, and the conventions to come in to start infusing money. Well, already we're being told that many of the conventions are going to be virtual or online or digital. So if we're not going to be open to international travel to have Chinese New Year celebrations, if we're not going to have, you know, in-person conferences, maybe at the earliest till May, how quickly are we bouncing back? You know, people are like, oh, okay, well, once May starts, we'll bounce back. Once a casino or a company or a bar or a restaurant or a salon has been closed or suffering for 9 months, almost a year, you're not going to see a bounce back. And who's going to still be around? Who's still going to be strong? And then when you're looking at this whole big fiasco when it comes to all the shot and the vaccine, and people might not get the vaccine, and, you know, there might not be long-term immunity, and some people don't want to get the flu shot, and some people don't want to leave their houses, and we're going to probably just do online school. I don't see the economy bouncing back anytime soon. Now, people say, watch, if Joe Biden wins, the economy's going to go back to normal, and I don't think Joe Biden has that ability. I don't think Trump has that ability. I think we've really done ourselves in. And these companies can't take it anymore. If things don't change, October 1 is going to be a disaster. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's talk to Richard from Florida. Hi, Richard. How you doing?
Doctor, it's good to talk to you. I wanted to make a comment about some things you've talked about in the last half hour. You were talking about people joining the military. I've spent 30 years in the Air Force. I'd say most people probably do join out of the love of country. And the last comment you made right before the commercial, you said we've done this to ourselves. And as someone who is retired from the Air Force but still took an oath to uphold and support and defend the Constitution, it is very frustrating and saddening, and even the word maddening comes to mind, that, you know, the purpose of the military is to keep our enemies from coming and destroying our prosperity and taking away our civil rights. And the people that we have elected inside the country have actually done that to us, even though we spend $700 billion a year to make sure that no one from the outside can come in and do that to us. And that's why we want small and unlimited government. We've done it to ourselves. You're exactly correct.
Richard, God bless you for your service. I'm glad you called because I would be as frustrated as you doing what you've done, putting your time, making your sacrifice, and then seeing you did this to make the world a better world. And then when you see it unravel, it's got to be frustrating and maddening. And again, I'm probably more libertarian than anything else, and I'm for less government. And but on the flip side, I just don't think we can, like with Chaz and Chop and all that, I just don't see how we could trust the average person to do what needs to be done, you know?
So isn't there, if you're a libertarian, though, don't you allow that risk out there, right? I mean, there are risks in the world. For instance, here's a thought I had. If there are 20 million STDs, according to the CDC, that travel around the country, transmissions every year, right? Well, how come we don't have a condom mandate, right? Because we should protect everybody, and we should make sure people are stupid and they can't take care of themselves. I mean, you could go down that list of, right. Well, let's lower the speed limit to 25 miles an hour on all of our roads because then we'll lower the number of traffic deaths. So, this is a 0.3, 0.4 death rate. There's a risk out there of it. It's probably twice as bad as the flu. But to shut down the economy, and it's not just the economy. It's addicts that can't get to their AA group. Mm-hmm. It's fraternal organizations that no longer have money coming in so they can volunteer in the community. I mean, you can't just say, well, people are stupid and the government has to take care of them. It's hard to be a libertarian and yet have that philosophy, I think.
Agreed. Richard, God bless you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Richard also brings up a good point. This isn't just even about the economy. One of the biggest threats to our national security is our youth and their obesity and their lack of physical stamina. And we shut down gyms. That we told people if they had to go outside, they have to wear a mask. You can't run marathons while you're in a mask. We shut down marathons. We shut down gyms. We stop schools. And I get it. Coronavirus is a deadly virus. But now that we're getting information out of the CDC saying, 94% of the people who died kind of had other conditions like diabetes or pneumonia or respiratory issues, or renal disease, or heart disease, or heart failure. Duh! We knew all that, and we have been asking for months before the shutdown, before we've interrupted kids learning how they could learn military recruitment, and every single thing else that got stopped, ability to get your rehab or see your counselor. Before we did all that, we've been asking, can somebody please tell us how deadly this really is? Oh, it's just deadly. Like, well, how do we know some of these deaths weren't flu? How do we know some of these deaths weren't heart disease? Now, you will see some studies that have come out this last week or two saying many of the deaths of heart disease and stroke deaths have lessened since coronavirus. We have had less heart attacks and less stroke-related deaths, which to me made me scratch my head because we've had increasing obesity. We have an aging population. We've had people at home not going to the doctor, getting their blood pressure checked. And you're telling me that during COVID, we've had less people die of heart attacks and less people die of strokes? I don't buy it. My guess is it all depends on how they were documented. So if they were documented as a COVID, and they also made some blood clots and had a stroke. Mind you, COVID can't induce blood clots, but if somebody had a stroke and they blame the stroke on COVID versus COVID causing the stroke, you need to dissect that. You need to filter it. You need to put that on a spreadsheet so we could see. And I'm telling you, this 187,000 deaths that we had, you could clock so many of them up to heart disease, stroke, flu, pneumonia. The number one cause of death with flu is pneumonia. So if somebody said we had maybe 50,000 pneumonia deaths this year, well, we see something similar with flu each year. So were those another 50,000, or is it the same 50,000 that we see every year with flu? Somebody's got to give us the numbers. It's ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. McDonald's is in the news. Not the type of news they need. Apparently, McDonald's Corp has asked a judge to reject ex-CEO Steve Easterbrook's motion to dismiss a lawsuit seeking to recoup $40 million severance because there is an accusation that he tried to cover up sexual relationships with three women at the firm. Now, I didn't realize McDonald's Corp had, you know, a firm and, you know, a hierarchy where people could have sex with other people or harass or whatever, but it's a company, it's a corporation, so I don't think anybody's immune. And it's not Ronald McDonald. I know people are going, what did Ronald McDonald do? I don't think Ronald McDonald is involved. This is, from what we understand, one of the ex-CEOs. And the fast food giant has accused Easterbrook of lying and covering up his sexual relationships with at least three employees while negotiating his severance. He was fired last fall after he admitted to a fling with an employee. McDonald said that he covered up at least three other relationships in an effort to get more money upon his departure. In his motion to dismiss the suit, Easterbrook noted that the company had email server evidence about his relationships during the negotiations. McDonald's responded by saying that the evidence was buried and does not negate the fact that he lied to internal investigators. Now, some of you have asked, you know, what do you do if you are, you know, interested in somebody who works for you? You know, you fell in love and then one of you needs to leave the job. Okay, and I wouldn't make them leave, okay? If it was you and you are in a position that is a higher position than that person, I don't believe there are a lot of laws that are going to protect you if anything goes bad. And being in a relationship with somebody who is not at your same, you know, level or pay grade could be problematic. And so, you know, he said the fling was consensual. And unfortunately, this is, you know, what happens where there's consensual relationships. Everybody's like, what's the problem? They want to sleep with me. I want to sleep with them. But then it just seems to turn bad. And it sure turns bad when you try to exit and want your severance package. So that's what's going on there at McDonald's. United Airlines. This is a good move. They are going to permanently eliminate some change fees. Effective immediately, United Airlines is going to eliminate change fees permanently for all standard economy and premium tickets for travel. Making this announcement, they joined Southwest Airlines, who also doesn't charge change fees. During the pandemic, other carriers have had to waive change fees, but only temporarily. Now, so if you had to switch a flight, if you had United or Southwest or whatever, Southwest, if you had to change your flight, they're like, fine, just change it. But if the flight is more expensive, pay the extra. But if it's the same cost flight, no change, and you can change a flight. So Southwest really knows how to deal with people on a limited budget. And I like the way they do things. Still expensive, but not like these other places. So it's interesting how we're going to see prices drop. But for many of us who had flights pre-pandemic, we still have credits we don't know what to do with. I have a credit with JetBlue. I'm not flying to New York anytime soon. In fact, people are fleeing New York. I don't know if you saw, there's more and more reports of people leaving New York and those who live near some of these hotels that have been repurposed for homeless shelters that are in the Upper East Side. People are leaving, so I don't know when I'm going back to New York. They're not going to have another convention, but I got a credit that I got to use, so I got to figure that one out. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY, don't go away.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.